This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Former Wisconsin Public Radio reporter Glenn Moberg passed away this past weekend. Glenn was known as a tough but fair interviewer. He also loved playing music and using sound to tell stories. His skill as a journalist and talk show host could clearly be seen and heard in the hundreds of stories and segments he produced for WPR. News director Noah Ovshinsky has this remembrance.
Glenn Moberg had a long resume. He was a talk show host, a musician, active in a community that he loved, a husband, a father, and he was a reporter's reporter.
Glenn, he would come to some events, and he'd have his headphones on, and he'd have his equipment strapped to his belt, and you could see him coming, you know.
Republican State Senator Jerry Petruski has represented the Wausau area for years and was frequently interviewed by Glenn. He says Glenn wasn't afraid to ask the hard questions, but
I think he did his job, and he did it with a real professional, genuine caring about what he was doing and what his job included.
They didn't always see eye to eye, but Petruski says one of the things that really stuck out about Glenn was his genuine love of central Wisconsin. He says he was truly committed to the people in the region. Glenn asked hard questions. He did not do softballs, both in the field and on his talk show Route 51. As former Democratic state lawmaker Julie Lassa knew well, she represented the Stevens Point region for nearly two decades.
So you had better have done your homework, because he had, and he was going to ask you some really good, thoughtful questions in order to make sure that his listeners were informed on the issue.
Lassa says Glenn would not move on until he got a real answer.
He was always the type of reporter and interviewer to bring you back, to try to make sure that you weren't able to skirt around an issue. I always respected that about him.
With Glenn, though, it wasn't just about the questions. He had high expectations when it came to his work and his guests. According to WPR regional manager Rick Ryer, Glenn's rules were clear.
We would have the opposing candidates in the studio together, and Glenn would sit them down before the microphone went on. He said, "This is how it's going to go. We don't yell in the studio. We have a civil conversation about things we differ on."
Of course, Glenn also had a softer side. Over the years, he covered some of the most tragic events to hit his region. Some made headlines, like shooting sprees and a helicopter crash. Others were smaller stories about pervasive problems like homelessness. In each story, he approached his subjects with empathy and a desire to give a voice to the voiceless. You can hear it in stories like this.
"This is the kind of cold that burns your nostrils and hurts your eyes. It's the kind of cold that shuts down schools and even retail businesses. And for the homeless here on the streets of Wausau, it can be deadly."
By the time I walked two blocks, I had ice in my mustache, eyelashes.
Glenn loved sound. He often spoke about the importance of entertaining listeners while also delivering the news. One of his favorite stories, and mine, was about bears. Glenn went into the field with some researchers and took the audience with him.
The party pushes through the spindly growth to the den where the groggy mother lays with her four cubs. Co-Davis plunges the syringe into her side, and soon she's asleep. The tiny cubs are pulled away and handed one at a time to the volunteers. They look like cuddly teddy bears. They sound like banshees.
Glenn would spend hours working to get the sound just right on stories like that. He also spent his life immersed in other kinds of sound, usually involving a guitar. Glenn was an accomplished singer-songwriter who often played on his show Route 51 and in gigs around the community. Wausau was a frequent muse.
WAUSA, and the only thing missing is you.
One of Glenn's favorite guests was jazz violinist and composer Randy Sabine. Here they are playing Soul of a Man on Route 51.
"Oh man, tell me, Glenn.
What is the soul of a man? For Glenn Moberg, it was a life filled with family, countless friends, music, and bringing the voices of his community alive through his reporting.
What is the soul of a man?
What is the soul of a man? What is the soul? What is the soul? What is the soul of a man?